From the Financial Times in London, I'm Claire Jones and this is FT News.
The US Federal Reserve might be on the cusp of raising rates for the first time in 9 years, but the European Central Bank remains very much in easing mode. Earlier this month, the ECB added another round of stimulus to the Eurozone's economy, extending their package of bond purchases and cutting a key interest rate to a fresh record low. Peter Pratt, the ECB's chief economist, joins me now. Peter, what do you hope the measures announced earlier this month will achieve?
Well, as you know, the ECB has started with its asset purchase program, which was implemented in March. And so it's a program which is flexible and is regularly re-examined in function of the flow of information we get. So, as you know, we had had in the summer some more negative news from the external side. And so we decided at the October meeting of the Governing Council to re-examine and recalibrate eventually the program, and in order to keep the degree of monetary accommodation that we think is required given the, you know, inflation expectations that we want to go back to closer to 2%.
The European Central Banks reacted, but markets expected more. Why do you think they were disappointed?
I knew that the market expectations start to be overshoot compared to what we knew we would do, I must say here that markets are correcting again, because this overshooting that we had after the Governing Council, I think markets perhaps understand maybe some of the aspects that we try to explain. The other thing is we have to put it also perhaps, I don't know, but perhaps in the context of a number of spikes, you know, volatility spikes that we have seen in general.
Both you and Mario Draghi, the ECB's president, have talked about inflation being very low for a long time. You've also talked about the downside risks coming from the parts of the global economy, such as emerging markets. Given that's the case, why did you not do more?
Well, first, I mean, the analysis that we did, you know, already in October was confirmed by the flow of information we got, especially, as you have said rightly, the fact that we were pushing again slightly, I must say, the horizon when inflation would get close to 2%. So that was the confirmation. But the calibration that we had, the recalibration of the program that we worked on in the weeks before December, were really in line with the information we got. But as I say, the expectation gaps on the market came very late. There were also sort of leaks, you know, suggesting in the market that there may be additional and more aggressive decisions that could be taken. For example, the discussion, the leak that was on the fact that we were so-called working on a tiering, you know, where the banks would have, you know, sort of rebates on the negative rates, things like this, exacerbated markets at some point.
And you've also said in the Governing Council's statement that downside risks remain.
Yeah.
We're also in a situation where headline inflation at 0.1% is well below your target of just below 2%. What can the European Central Bank do next, both in terms of doing more bond purchases and also perhaps in terms of rate cuts as well?
Talking about new measures, I think it's premature. No, we have to, you know, and what sort of measures? As I said before, the staff is always working 360 degree and ready. We are ready technically. We want to be ready technically for any circumstance that could occur.
But do you think you could cut the deposit rate again?
The view we have on negative rate, obviously, is more open than we had before, because these instruments are relatively untested in the world. And so there is some experimentation and try and look a little bit what are the impact when the rates are negative. So there we have decided now to cut a little bit more. And so we are going to see what are the consequences of this. We think on easing conditions have been significantly improved as a result of the measures.
The US Federal Reserve is on the cusp of an historic decision. It looks likely to raise interest rates. How will that affect economic conditions and financial conditions as well in the Eurozone, do you think?
The decisions there in the Fed, of course, will have important consequences on the US economy first. And the external impact, of course, we are looking at the external impact. We had, for example, the last important, I think, issue that we had was in the tapering, you know, context of 2013. That's the time when we came with the forward guidance and we cut the interest rate, because at that time, as you remember, long-term rates start to react very much. There was an impact on financial conditions worldwide, but also in your area, and we reacted with our monetary policy. But this is only one factor of the environment that we are looking. So we are going to see what happens, and we are ready to face any situation there.
Peter, thank you very much.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.